Hey guys, how's it going? Sitting out in the garden at the minute, you know, got the this evening been doing a bit of gardening, the sprinklers on. It's quiet out here, so it's good. I woke up early this morning, and you know what? The last 2 months I've been waking up every day, and the first thing is like funnels, like follow-up funnels, limited companies. Copywriting, motivation, thinking about people like David Goggins and all that sort of stuff. And I woke up this morning and I thought, you know, I'll put my washing on. And it was the first time I thought of something different. So I put my washing on and you know, just put it on because I'm still working from home with all the coronavirus in in Ireland today, Northern Ireland. Said middle of next month, gyms are going to be opening, so think things are coming back to normal-ish. And I thought, well, I'll just put a washing on before I start work, get out at lunchtime, and hopefully it'll be, you know, mostly dry by the evening, so I can hang up there, so I'll have clean clothes for the next few days. But by the time, like, you know, 9 o'clock came, I had to close the curtains. So I was like almost sitting in a dark room because the sun was coming out. It was crazy hot. I just couldn't believe it. Sort of, you know, I've been off for a few days, so I was just going through all my emails. You know, there's literally about 150 emails, answering questions. You know, people ringing me. You know, sometimes you work with people. You know, I work for the client side in the construction industry, and you've got contractors, and like half the time you think, is he a bit demmy? Is he asking me these questions? Is he just, or is it he's that smart that he's getting me to do these things just to, you know, bide my time so I don't see other things that are happening? I don't know, no idea. Anyway, what I was gonna say is, it was so hot, so I ended up going for a lunch break. Well, it was 8 minutes past 12. 8 minutes past midday. I was like, I'll just put my washing out because it's roasting. Put it out. Took my lunch break. And then did a bit of work. Came out half an hour later. So it was like literally hour and a half after, hour 20, hour and a half after I'd gone out and put it up. And I touched all the washing. Dry as a bone, and it was soaking when I put it out, and I was like, wow. And for Scotland, that's hot. And yeah, it's been super nice today. This is my first day back at work since, you know, I took Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, so today's my first day back, first time off since I went to Dublin. First time I went to Ireland last year, even though it's just, you know, just across the way, 40-minute plane drive or something, airplane ride, something like that. Went there last year. It was the only time I've taken off in a year. Went over there last year for my mum's birthday, and then I've taken some more time off now. So we went over there, and that was brilliant. Loved it. Brilliant. Yeah. Let me crack on. So in the past, I've always talked about, you know, it's about the who and not the how, but you know, there's some things you have to specialize in. As an entrepreneur, you're the orchestrator, not the master of everything, but you still have to do things. Sales, like who knows your product better than you? Who knows your offers better than you? Who knows your you know, your dream audience and the people you want to help more than you. No one. You know that because that's internal. So, you know, like for me, the whole COVID thing's been awful in terms of, you know, not being able to get to the gym, etc. I've always had you know, issues with anxiety and depression and those things, you know, it hits you hard when, I always went to the gym to, you know, not for vanity reasons, but for mental clarity, building up walls in my mind. And over the years, they've been decaying. I put on a bit of weight, and coming through this, it's just hit everything hard. So it's like, when I really wanted to push through, and when I came up with the trying to put my funnels together, found it super difficult. I was on Freelancer, Upwork, trying to get in contact with good people to help me with it. And I don't know, I just, obviously there's good people on there, I've had good recommendations, but I just don't think the people I was speaking to understood exactly what I needed, to level up what I needed, especially, you know, people like me that are still trying to get a good solid standing in the market. It's like, you can't just go out and spend like 10 grand on a funnel build when you've got everything else to do and just crazy amount of money. So you've got to work with people that maybe, you know, English is not the first language, and, you know, it's difficult, but, you know, okay, I came through that all, and I realised, you know, I can do this. Just started building stuff, you know, colour changing, ask questions, how do I change the colour? And it's like, right, okay, I'll put my copy in here. Okay, I need to put a space for video in here. How do I link this? And you know, how do a certain image? And, you know, it's just a lot of learning, building, tweaking. And people think, well, at the end of it, why did it take you a couple of months? It's like, well, you don't understand the process of everything that's been put into it. You know, everything's been learned from scratch. But it's awesome. And you know, the me waking up in the mornings, you know, sweating with anxiety, you know, feeling guilty that I wasn't pushing hard enough, even though I was working, you know, like 5 hours after work, and that sort of stuff kind of made me think, you know, there's my target audience is, you know, people like me, maybe not exactly like me, but people in the similar situations that just want the financial freedom to help others and help themselves and get fit and maybe see a little bit more of the world, understand different cultures, more people. So yeah, for me, that was the main sticking point that I came across, or at least I first thought so, but it's definitely one of the main sticking points. So that's why I'm giving it away for free. You guys need it. Guys I'm talking to right now, you need it, and that's why you're getting for nothing. But when you come through and when you come through to my bridge page, the first thing you're gonna be getting for free is when you buy my ongoing Facebook group of support. So the whole idea of this is, I've been through a couple of programs and the support's been unbelievable. You know, it's like those that, you know, qualify, put their hands in the pocket and pay, they deserve that extra attention. You know, even though they're getting an amazing stack in the first place, I want to give them that extra support. And, you know, people exchanging ideas, it doesn't matter, you know, if what you're an affiliate for, or maybe even if you're building your own coaching program, you want to decide to take this offer, then that's for you. But everyone needs the support. I'm thinking of, you know, doing YouTube videos in regards to support. The amount of things I've asked the ClickFunnels support team, which, you know, $300 a month. They don't answer these questions if you're only paying on the basic program. So I've asked all these questions. I can make videos, support everyone, you know, tailor individual responses on the Facebook group. So, you know, especially if you buy now in the the numbers are limited, you know, you can, I can take you through it. So, you know, the world is your oyster. Right, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Awesome.